Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Immediately following the death of Nikola Tesla, Dr. John Trump, an electrical engineer with the National Defense Research Committee of the Office of Scientific Research and Development, and interestingly, President Donald Trump's uncle, was called in to analyze the Tesla papers. After only 3 days, John Trump officially concluded that Tesla's work was primarily speculative and did not include workable methods. We are then told that most of Tesla's papers disappeared, but his work most definitely quietly continued. Heavily funded military projects studying the Tesla particle beam are reported, but more interesting than that is the mystery of systems in rotation. Spin. Although everything down to the electron seems to be spinning, there is no official study on the science of spin or rotation. But there are fragments and clues that suggest major governments have been secretly studying the science of rotation ever since World War II, calling it hyperdimensional physics or torsion physics. Bruce De Palma's spinning ball experiment from 1977 is simple enough for anyone to repeat. Two steel balls are repeatedly launched with equal force. One is spinning, the other is not. The spinning ball consistently flies higher and falls faster than the other. This is in direct violation of both Newton's laws and Einstein's relativity. Modern science cannot account for this energy. The top secret so-called Nazi Bell project allegedly involved two counter-rotating cylinders and produced anti-gravity UFO-like effects. And now the U.S. Navy appears to be going public with this science. They claim to control inventions that change the fabric of reality. A mysterious Dr. Salvatore Cesar Pais has filed 4 patents, of which the U.S. Navy is the assignee. They appear to be technology for what we would popularly describe as UFOs. And they are all based upon harvesting energy from the spinning of electromagnetic fields. These patents look very similar to what whistleblowers claim have been in production for years by weapons manufacturers such as Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. The same UFO-like craft that whistleblowers claim are being prepared to stage a fake alien invasion. After decades of deep misinformation, secrecy, and corruption, why bring this powerful technology out into the open today? The chief technical officer of the Naval Aviation Enterprise claims that the U.S. needs these patents because the Chinese are already investing significantly in these technologies. So are they rolling all this out into the public to prepare us for a space age war with China? The subtext to all this, of course, is that there is no energy crisis. Only more lies and deceit. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Rees.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide in defiance of globalist tyranny on April 14th, 2021. And I'm very thankful you've joined us on this live Wednesday broadcast. We have extremely good news here. You have to understand, I put out all the bad news so that people can be aware of what's happening and make preparation to defeat it, because I believe in you. I believe in history. I believe in your destiny, because I believe in God that made us. And I've seen it with my own eyes, the power of taking action, why the enemy's so scared of you and your family and your will and your soul and your commitment. But man, is the New World Order nasty? Are they moving on all fronts? And are they killing and maiming a lot of people right now? And so many folks out there that even mean well, like Dr. Rand Paul, like Trump, still don't even get the full picture, but they're starting to get more of it. And if they get the full picture, if the general public even gets part of the picture, it's game over for the New World Order. Let me tell you what we got for you. Everyone is starting to call out Fauci as a fraud, and mainstream news is now reporting that he ran the Wuhan lab, which they're now confirming is where COVID-19 came from. Absolutely huge. And then people say, well, I thought you said COVID's not that deadly, but they want to own it. And they want to have version 1 and version 2 and version 3. They've got super deadly versions. This was just the drill. So that's their ace in the hole. When we come out and say this isn't that deadly, if you have the normal vitamins and minerals, yeah. But it's got tricks up its sleeve, too. It's a mutagenic virus, 5 different viruses. So we're going to lay all that out today. But it's not just Newsweek coming out and saying it last year. Now it's the Daily Caller a few days ago, the Washington Times, today as well. Is Dr. Fauci the father of the pandemic? Wow. What have I said? Bill Gates and Fauci are the fathers, and I said Fauci, when it comes to this operation, is in command. Gates is above him in the overall scientific globalist directive, but honchoing the operation is Fauci. Whatever he says is taken by the UN and the Chi-Coms as law. He's the guy calling the shots. He's the field marshal. He's the top guy. And I've told you that ad nauseum. And now the Pentagon is coming out and the CDC and saying it. And so there's something big going on where the revolution inside the deep state is definitely happening. We've got that, and I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour. I'm actually going to read the Washington Times article. It is huge. We're going to link to it up on Infowars.com in the full broadcast show page today. There's more and more. I'm not just going to have the full show feed there. We're always adding an article or a link or two. We're going to be adding more and more I talk about during the show every day to that page. We're going to add a link to this report and also a piece of it. We also have something I've talked about for 3 days, but I haven't detailed on air because I ended up perseverating on other issues. And that is another bombshell nightmare enemy battle plan, another war plan. Cyber Polygon 2021 globalist run simulation of a coming cyber pandemic to prepare for global reset. We're going to be going over all of that today. Hopefully try to get General Flynn on soon to give his expert take on it. And then we've got the big enchilada. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see the big show page. We give each broadcast, you know, a name. What I think the top story is when we go live. And it's just this. Polls show America is turning against Biden. And these are scientific establishment polls that are normally very, very skewed. And they're still skewed. Where they oversample Democrats by about 15% depending on the poll. But even the skewed polls show the majority of Americans think Joe Biden stole the election. Because it's true. And so the globalists and the leftist arm of the New World Order, they can all day say that it's racist to want ID to vote. But Americans understand that if they want us to have an ID to leave our house and a computer scan to go in a restaurant, which we shouldn't have, sure as hell, when you go to do banking or get insurance or vote, that's about your identity that you want that ID. If we're going to have IDs, period, then you want them for this. But notice they waive for the illegal aliens getting on planes, getting flown to the interior of the U.S. where no ID is shown, which is a sign of true criminality. And you have the FBI, quote, waiving the law, which they can't do. And that's coming up later. I mean, to say we have bombshell footage, if I don't build this up properly, no one even cares. It's all on band.video. We don't just have 3 dozen women getting off a bus, all pregnant with anchor babies, 9 months pregnant. We don't just have what's obviously cartel-type operatives with holy death tattoos all over them with little kids saying that they're their kids and lying to customs and then being let through without IDs. Now we've got a bunch of girls ages 12 to 18, they told our undercover person who's a law enforcement off duty with us. They told us at the airport in McAllen, Texas yesterday that they're being shipped to men who signed up online to get them around the country, and they're waved through by Border Patrol, not TSA, to be put on airplanes and flown to these people. And we have video that we got last week of the men bragging that they're there to pick up women. I'm going to say that again. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, no adults except one 18-year-old girl who said her job is to fly to different flights every day. That's her handing out the materials. She's 18. She told the undercover police officer we have that they are going all over the United States with these children. Most of them female, some male. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching stuff you imagine only in movies where they're handing off your old babies. And a woman's like, it's my baby. And it's a woman with devil tattoos all over. And then she just hands it off to somebody on the other side. No paperwork's checked and they just disappear. And then the same woman is driving fake taxis and getting out of other vehicles and running everything. She's at all hours of the day. Yeah, that's her. That's Holy Death's little messenger. And she had taxi plates on this and taxi stuff on this. They ran the plates and it's not a taxi. But here she is. And boy, is she getting tired of us. She's really going to love it when I come down there in a couple days. She's like, hey, what are you filming me for? Yeah, lady, we're filming. You better believe it. And folks are like, well, you better watch out. You know, MS-13, that's what her tattoos are. You better watch. Hey, you know what? We'll let God decide our destiny. How about that? How about all you that are into fear? You just live in fear. Speaking of fear, the FBI yesterday morning raided one of our crew members. I'll tell you about that coming up next segment. And the media is just in ecstasy. Oh, my God, we're so close to arresting Jones. We want to shut down InfoWars. Think about that. It's not just take us off the Internet, not try to block our bank accounts. Now it's we want Jones in jail. He masterminded the Capitol attacks. You've been hearing that since it happened a few months ago, 3 months ago. And now they're just fixing the intelligence to go in line with all of that. You want to see my breakdown of it? It's at band.video. I shot a 10-minute report on it last night, breaking InfoWars reporter Sam arrested for covering January 6th Capitol riot, Montoya. So I talked to Sam's dad yesterday. He was here. Guess what he's charged with? They said making loud utterances. Remember when I was there 2 years ago and ran into Sundar Pichai and I said, hey, Google's evil. You're running death camps in China. You're giving them our technology. How dare you? About like that. And then the Capitol police officer says, Stop it. You may be charged with disrupting Congress if you continue. Now, Code Pink can fall down and chain themselves, and they can yell and scream, and the Democrats can call for burning down buildings, and they did all over the country last night. That's loving and good. But, you know, I just say, hey, how dare you build slave camps in China? How dare you lie to Congress and say that you're not spying on the American people, Sundar? Huh, be quiet. We can charge you with disrupting. It's a new law we have. They charged Owen Schroyer with it last year, and they're trying to put him in jail for it. Remember when he got arrested for silently protesting inside the Capitol Rotunda? Well, they dropped that. But the other one was when he said that, hey, the impeachment of Trump is a fraud, and he walked out of the Congress area. He got in the door. They let him in. And then they put him in jail, and they've charged him with that. Well, Sam had 30 FBI raiding and is charged for something that's literally raising his voice. That's right. That's the new America. But the left can burn down the cities.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've told you on air that a lot of stuff's going on behind the scenes that I can't tell you about for a lot of reasons, because it gives the enemy coordination points if we talk about what's going on. But they've had all the major mainstream media, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all of them, approach people and offer them money to lie about us. They've had the big tabloids do it. They have done Facebook scan searches on anybody that even ever took a photo with me. People that take selfies, if I'm randomly at a restaurant, these women will get a call from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, saying, you have a relationship with Alex Jones? And they go, no, I don't know Alex Jones. I mean, I met him once, took a photo with him with my husband. They go, okay, well, we heard he raped you. And they go, no, this is preposterous. And we then get calls from these people and have confirmed it. So thousands of people are called by the savage criminal operators of just actual leftist intelligence agency crime lords. And then they control the FBI and order the FBI to then go and reverse engineer it. Like, I saw a CNN article, Gates attended parties with drugs, and there'd be some huge party in Miami or a big hotel suite party. And the women went to the media to say, he was really nice and he didn't give us money and we didn't even see him using drugs. One woman said, I saw him take a pill once, but he was really nice. And the women were all 25, 30. But that's at the end of the article.